Okay, let's get started with Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Ches. Nun Ches continues. We start at the end of the previous Perek, the Haftorah for Yom Kippur morning, and this Haftorah continues it. Rav Shamsher Hirsch called this Perek the Great Yom Kippur Sermon. Why is it? What does it have to do with Yom Kippur? It's all about, it mentions Yom Kippur, that's why it talks about Yom Kippur, and remember in the days of Yeshayahu HaNavi, there was only one fast day, right? There was only Yom Kippur, but people faked had a fake Yom Kippur. They davened, and they learned, and they went to shul, but they didn't change their actions, and it was still committing crimes, ben adam lechavero, says Rabbi Schwab right here. The Navi is addressing here in this Yom Kippur sermon from Jews, people who outwardly have all the earmarks of being observant. The object of the Navi's chastisement here are the people who go to shul, daven, keep the basic laws of Shabbos, and generally keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. However, while being observant, they are also possessed of midos ra'os, bad character traits. They speak lashon hara, harbor hatred of others, and are jealous, greedy, and dishonest. That is who this is geared towards. Not just people who are rishom or aren't even in shul. It's all of us who sometimes we come to shul and then we say to Hashem, why didn't you listen? Why didn't you listen? We did Yom Kippur, but really we didn't do Yom Kippur in the proper way. And we start off by saying, you Yeshayahu says, Krab Garon. Hashem tells Yeshayahu, call out with a loud voice, Al Tachsoch, don't withhold. Kashofar Harim Kolecha, lift up your voice like a shofar is meant to inspire. So to lift up your voice to inspire. Vahageid la'ami pisham, ulaveis Yaakov chatosam. Tell my nation their pesha, tell base Yaakov their chatos. So classically, the Radak here says, kafala inyan, b'milim shonos. It's the same thing, but it means twice, just poetic license. But most of the other mafarshim, including Chazal, Darshan from this pasuk, no. These two phrases are referring to two different audiences. Vahageid, Rashi quotes, the Gemara b'metzia daf lamed gimel. Vahageid la'ami pisham, who is pesha? Pesha is talmidei chachamim. Everything is Pesha, which is mazed. Why? Pesha? Because, says the Gemara, and says Rashi, Shekol Shigasam Pesha, Shigas Talmud Ol Azadon. The Talmud Chacham should know better. Even if it's a shogeg, he should know better. That's why it's all called Pesha. Ulebeis Yaakov, and from the Ame Haaretz who don't know Chatosam, it's a shogeg. It's a shogeg. Elu Ame Haaretz Avzdonam Shkagi. Even if they do something on purpose, they don't know about it. They don't know better. They're not inspired. So, but speak to both of them. Everybody needs the Yachizik. It's interesting, though, the Gemara darshans this, in that it shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different expectations from different people, right? Based on what we were given God-givenly and where we are up to, even what we have gained ourselves, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special package and a special outlook on each and every person. There is a beautiful Meshech Chachma. It's in the Ar Sameach. We'll start off maybe with Ar Sameach today and we'll end with the Meshech Chachma. It says the Ar Sameach in Ilchus Talmud Torah. Talking about the issue of what is the chiv of Talmud Torah every second of one's life, and whenever we're not learning Torah, we have to be doche the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Vilna Gaon has a formulation like that in the Shnos Eliyahu on Maseches Peah. But the Ar Sameach assumes like Rov Achronim. And that is, the Chiv of Talmud Torah dissipates when we are involved in something else that we are allowed to be involved in, when we're making a parnasa, when we're eating, when we're drinking. There is no Chiv of Talmud Torah then. Talmud Torah is a Chiv whenever we have free time, whenever we have open time, and we have to make sure to have open time. But the Ar Sameach there says it also depends on each person, right? We have the extremes of Gisa Yom Valaila and Yotze B'Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis, which it says in one or two places in Shas, but there's something in the middle, and the Ar Sameach says it depends on each person's makeup. Some people have an easier time sitting, some people have to work harder. We have to do the most that we can, but we have to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, V'nimsa mitzvahs Talmud Torah, asher bevadai, im yivakesha adam teref umazon, because ze eino nechshav l'mafriya mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Obviously, you make a living, that's not being mevatel Torah. But, says the Ar Sameach, v'chein l'mashal adam chalush ha-mezeg, v'chein kol echa l'fi ha-chrechios shalafi hergelo, v'chein l'fi Torah nafsho shal adam, ki eino dome b'chiv Talmud Torah. The chiv of Talmud Torah on each Jew is tailor-made. Ha'ish asher nafsho margeshes besichla hazach v'nikshara ba'avosos ahava l'Talmud Torah. Somebody who is intellect is connected and the ropes of love pull him. La'ish asher kochos nafsho nirpim va'atzilim. L'chein eichaya michok ha'borei l'chok chiv Talmud Torah l'kol Yisrael. V'nasan Torah's kolecha l'biyado. The answer is, that's it. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what each person is able to do. Ubevadi tzorach lesatzim b'hadam b'chol yicholto, ki kafla tzorach harbi p'amim inyan limuda, v'tzorach lahalhiv nafsho, lishkod al dal soseha, kasher hirbu ledaber b'zeh hasfar makadoshin. But what is the message of the Ar Sameach? That everybody has this, a different package from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like this pasuk, right? Some are Ami, some are Beis Yaakov, the Gemara Darshins, but we all have to improve. Va'osi, and continues now, Hashem says, Yom Yod Yud Roshin, every day they seek me out, they come daven, V'das Drachayech Patsun, they ask Shailus, K'gayashert Staka Aso, Mishpat Elohav, Lo Azav, Yishaluni Mishpatei Tzedek, Kirbas Elgim Yech Patsun, they ask Shailus, Rashi and the Radak both say, it's all sheker, they come and they put on a show, it's like Esav, Esav asks Shailus about the Kibbut Avaim, but deep down, no, they do a B'li Kavana. The Malbim emphasizes here, they're interested in the intellectual pursuit of Torah without, they ask a lot of shailas and they understand it, but they're not ready for the Lamaisa commitment. That's the problem here. Maybe he saw some of that in his day in the 1800s. Choshvim sheyotzi midei chovasim mashe darshim osi v'chokrim achar hamitzvos ha'ele hagam she'en osim osam. Right, they don't do them, but it's just, you know, it's interesting, very nice, they understand it. It's not what Torah is about. And then, what do we say? Lomad sabnu velo reisa. Why did we fast? Again, who's fasting? This is about Yom Kippur, that's why this is Yom Kippur morning haftorah. Velo reisa, you didn't see, ininu nafsheinu velo seida. We afflicted our souls, and you didn't take notice, God. Right, this is, by the way, a comparison. Some Achronim point out between the two Haftorahs. The Haftorah of Mincha of Yom Kippur, Yonah, is obviously also about real tshuva, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Anshei Ninveh, I'm not interested in your sackcloth, I'm interested in your maisim. So to hear, it's the fake tshuva. We have to realize, Heim biyom tzomchem timsu chayfetz. Even on the day of your fasting, timsu chayfetz. What exactly does that mean? Says the Radak, you're looking around for your own needs, even on Yom Kippur. What do you mean? On Yom Kippur, everybody's at shul. You'll go over to somebody who owes you money. You'll start forcing them to pay you on Yom Kippur. Or the Mesudas David here says, you'll look for ways to not feel the affliction. Timsu chayfetz. You'll do your best to have oneg. Even on a day that you're supposed to be uncomfortable. V'cholatz ve'em tingosu, and also, again, all maybe this means idols, maybe this other pursuits. I mean, you're going to be involved in other things. You're not going to be focused on Yom Kippur. The Rinas Yitzchak points out here, question of a number of the Achronim. We know the Gemara tells us that the Yud Gimel Midos are never return Rekam. Whenever we mention the Yud Gimel Midos, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to answer us. So maybe that's what's behind their taina here. How do we fasted, we mentioned the Yud Gimel Midos, you know, why aren't we answered? But the answer is, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer them? Two answers. Number one, you're busy fighting. Next pasuk, Kein laribu matza tatsumu. You're in the middle, you're fasting while you're fighting and having arguments. Ulahakos be'agrof resha. Lo tatsumu kayom. Lashmiya bamaram kolchem. You're not fasting today to have your voice heard up in heaven. You're fasting to go through the motions. That's not called a Yom Kippur. So explains the Rinas Yitzchak. So why, quoting the earlier Achronim, right, the why is are the Yud Gimel Midos not working? Number one, that only works if we have we're connected bein adam lachaveiro. If we're bein adam lachaveiro, those averos are going to be ma'akev. Or the Al Shachadosh says, right? It's quoted by earlier mefarshim as well. If you're medayik in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't say yomru lafanai kaseder azeh. It's asu lafanai kaseder azeh. Do like this seder in front of me. If you do like the seder, so then lo chozos reikam. But if you don't do right here, they're just saying it. They're going through the motions. That exactly is not going to work, and that's what is said here. They cry, right? You cry, Yeshayonah, he tells those of his generation and throughout the generations. You can't have a Yom Kippur without doing tshuva. HaKazeh Yetzom Evcharehu. Is this a fast day that I'm going to choose? Yom Anos Adam Nafsho. A day that a person just is uncomfortable. Halakov ka'agmon rosho. He bends his head. V'sakva efer yatziya. And he puts sackcloth on. Halozetik ratzom. That's all you got to do. V'yom ratzom Lashem. Right, the Radak says, without a leiv nishbar, without tshuva, it's like sheretz v'tova v'sheretz v'yado. Halo zetzom efchareo. The following, this is what you need from a Yom Kippur. Pateach chartzuvos resh. You have to open up the shackles of wickedness. Hater agudos mota v'shalach ritzutzum chavshon. Let the those who are oppressed, those who are captive, let them free. Maybe it means your yetzer tov. Let the yetzer tov free. V'chal mota tenateku. You have to break through the shackles that have been holding you. Halo. And what else do you have to do? You have to do Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Do Bein Adam L'Makom. What's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? Hello, Paros. I mean, the focus of this parak is that they might go through the Bein Adam L'Makoms, but they're not doing them in Adam HaVeiro. Halo paros l'rav lachmecha. Give out bread to the hungry. Right, show that you care. Va'aniyim merudim tavi bayis, and very poor, bring into your house. Kitira orom v'kisiso. You see somebody who's naked, who's in need, cover them. Physically, spiritually. Umipsarcha lo tesalem, and from your own basar, even from your relatives, the Radak says. Sometimes it's a little harder. Lo tesalem. Do not turn away. There is a discussion in the Beis Halevi. He has a drasha about this, and Reb Chaim also talks about it. Staka being bein adam lamakom or being bein adam lachaveiro. Right. So this sounds like it's being bein adam lachaveiro because the context is this. But you know the Gemara in Baba Basra Dav Yud, where one of the minim asks Rabbi Akiva, but if your God loves the poor, so why doesn't he give them money? Right, classic question, Rabbi Akiva answers. Let me just find the Lashon, right, Dav Yud Amid Aleph here in Maseches Baba Basra. Turnus Rufus Arusha asks Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei Ma Im Elokechem Oiv Aniyemi Mipnei Einam Afarnason, why doesn't he afarnis them? Amalei Kedisha Nitzo Anu Bahen Midina Shogahenim. It's so that we get Zechuyos. He's Mezake us in the mitzvah. Amalei says, no, Adarabba, what do you mean? If the king throws somebody in jail and he says no food and then you give them food, so aren't you undermining? Says Rabbi Akiva, no, if the king throws his son in jail and he says no food, he'll still like that deep down that you will give him food, even though he's not being listened to, but banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. And at the end of that piece, it quotes the pasuk here, v'yachshav einat rei, says, osim rizono shalmakom, lo osim rizono shalmakom, are you a ben, are you an eved? So at the end of that perek, of that sugya there in Baba Basra Daf Yud, it quotes our pasuk. But let's continue. Oz! If we do this, if we are focused on Ben Adam Lachaveiro, and then we come into Yom Kippur, Azi Baka Kashachar Orecha, then we'll have light like the morning, and we'll be healed, and your tzedek will run in front of you, Hashem will gather you in. This is quoted by the Gemara in Maseches Sota. The Gemara in Sota Daf Gimel says, if we do a mitzvah properly, then the mitzvah will run in front of us. La'asilavo. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, kol ha'ose mitzvah achas ba'olam hazeh, mikadmaso v'holechas lefanav v'olam haba. Shenemar, v'alech lefanecha, tzidkecha. Your tzedek, your mitzvah will run in front of you. So this definitely is connected to the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, that every time we do a mitzvah, we create a praklet, we create a defense attorney, which will run in front of us. But also, I saw some connected to the Rambam at the end of the Pirush Mishnayos in Makos, where Rechaim and Akashi says, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael L'Fichach Hir Ba'alam Torah Mitzvos. A lot of Torah and Mitzvos. Ask the Velt, ask everyone. A lot of mitzvos, that's a good thing. Give us less mitzvos, give us 10 mitzvos. Why is it such a kolazchus to have so many mitzvos? It's much harder. So explains the Rambam there. Many answers given, but explains the Rambam. The Maharal doesn't like the Rambam, but explains the Rambam. He has his own shot. The Rambam says that really every single person, we have to do all the mitzvos, but everybody's made up of different midos and different attributes. Some people are connected to different mitzvos. Some are tztaka people, some are davening people, some are, he's a Yom Kippur Jew, he's a Tisha B'Av Jew, he's a Purim Jew. We're all made up differently. So explains the Rambam, Hashem, you have to do all of them, but at least there's going to be one out there that you connect to so perfectly. It's your mitzvah, and you do that perfectly l'shma. Maybe this is the pasuk. Lohalach v'necha tzidkecha. Your tzedek, that mitzvah that you do, and that's what the Gemara in Sota Daf Gimel is talking about, that will go in front of you. Oz tikra v'Hashem yana, and Yishayo continues, then you'll call out that Hashem will answer you. Tishava v'yomer hineini, and you'll call out that Hashem will say, I'm here. V'safek l'rav nafshecha, and now Rabbi Yalau points out in Pirkei Avos. Now pasuk Yud is talking about a different type of tztaka. Right, pasuk Zion is giving tztaka assets, physical, monetary. Sometimes the point isn't to give money, but to give time and patience and a smile. V'safek l'ra'ev nafshecha. Give someone who's hungry for you, your soul. V'nefesh nana tasbia. V'zorach b'choshech orech. And again, if you do that, you focus on others, then Hashem will give light in your darkness. V'afilascha tzaraim. It'll be like the afternoon. V'nachach Hashem tamid. And Hashem will always be with you. V'atzmosecha yachlitz. He will becholates your bones. What does that mean? Make healthy and robust, right? We say in Rosh Chodesh benching, chilut atzamos, or on Shabbos, ritzev achli tzenu. Comes from this pasuk. Va'atzmosecha yachlitz. Va'isak gan raveh, you'll be like a saturated gan. Skipping a few psukim, and we end up with a couple of famous psukim. Uvanu mimcha charvotz olam And once you do this and you become an Or LaGoyim, then the ruins of the world will be created from you. You'll be an Or LaGoyim. Mosdei dar v'dar tekomeim. V'korei lecha goder peretz. You, the Jews, will be called those who close up the breaks. Mishovev nesivos l'shaves. The one who fixed up the roads. If what? We spoke about Ben Adam l'chaveiro. Now we're going to talk about Ben Adam l'makom a little bit. Ben a classic example of Ben Adam l'makom. Yeshayo talks about Shabbos. Im tashiv mishabbos raglecha asos chafatzecha b'yom kachi. If you withhold your leg from walking on Shabbos, whether that means Tchum Shabbos or maybe it just means acting differently on Shabbos, asos chafatzecha b'yom kachi, not doing your chafatzim on Shabbos, but doing God's chafatzim on Shabbos, creating the day, v'karasa l'Shabbos oneg, and you call the day with enjoyment. The Radak says it's the lowest assays and it's the assays of Shabbos. L'kdosh Hashem mechubad and be mechabed Shabbos v'kibadato me'asos terachecha mimso chefzecha v'daber davar. As we know, Chazal darshan every single phrase in this pasuk to teach us something. It's fascinating that the Rambam quotes these two psukim, the first halacha in Perek Lamed, where he starts talking about the assays of Shabbos, and the last halacha, the beginning of Perek Lamed. Arba dvarim namru b'Shabbos, shnayim min haTorah u'shnayim midevrei sofrim. Four mitzvahs of Shabbos. Two daraisa, two drabanan. Vehein mefurashin al yedei hanivim. Sheba Torah, zacher v'shamar. Vishenis parsho al yedei nevim, kavod va'oneg. Shenemar, v'karas lo Shabbos oneg, v'kdosh Hashem mechubad. This is the source for kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos right here. We have it in the pasuk. Easy way to remember it is Shabbos, you have menucha, nach, yishayo, nun ches. Nach, you rest on Shabbos. That's how we remember these psukim about kavod and oneg are in Yishayahu perek nun ches. We know the Vilna Gaon discusses in Ilchas Yontif, what is the difference between kavod and oneg? The Gra assumes, based on the Rambam, in this parak, kavod is everything we do before Shabbos. Preparing for Shabbos, shopping for Shabbos, getting dressed for Shabbos, taking a shower for Shabbos, setting the table. Oneg is enjoying on Shabbos. On Shabbos, enjoying the food, taking a walk, relaxing, eating, sleeping, etc. There is a discussion whether there's oneg on Yom Kippur. The Gemara darshins from Mekdosh Hashem Mechubad on Yom Kippur, there's kavod. We honor it. We have nice clothes and we put on a nice tablecloth, but we don't eat. We know we don't drink. We don't enjoy ourselves. So that's a discussion. Could be that Yom Kippur only has kavod and not oneg. But that's the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Lamed. And then at the end of Perek Lamed, we read this a few prakim ago also, the Rambam says, that kol hashomer Shabbos kehilchasa umechabda umaanga kafikocho. If somebody is meshomer Shabbos and is mechabed and umaanigid, it says he's going to get unbelievable schar. From mefurish bekabalas schar ba'olam hazeh yoser al schar tzafun l'olam haba shenemar. The next pasuk as tisanag al Hashem mirkavticha b'masi aretz, etc. So the Rambam starts off Perek Lamed and ends off Perek Lamed with this. The Rambam also mentions it, by the way, in Hilchas Yontif, in Perek Vav, where the Rambam says there's kavod and oneg on Yontif as well. Vav tes vav. Says the Vav tes zayin. Says the Rambam. Kishem shemitzvah l'chabed Shabbos u'la'anga kach kol yomim tovim. Shenemar, our pasuk, l'kdosh Hashem mechubad. It's a day of kadosh to Hashem. V'chol yomim tovim, nomer behen mikra kodesh. They're all included. Right? That's all the chagim. So that's a kavod and oneg. The Gemara darshins, as we know, mi'asos terachecha, your derech. The Gemara in Shabbos, kuf yud gimel, the Radak quotes it here, shelo yehe diburach shel Shabbos ki diburach shel chol. Klomer shidaber b'Shabbos b'nachas v'yemai tvarim. I was supposed to talk differently on Shabbos. I was supposed to dress differently on Shabbos. Everything's supposed to be different. Mimso chefzecha, where the Gemara darshins, your chafatzim are not allowed, chefzei shamayim are allowed, you're allowed to discuss some mitzvos, v'daber dover, our dibor, shlo ye diburach shol Shabbos ki diburach shol chol. Again, all of these are learned out based on these psukim. Oz, and if we do this, and says Yeshayahu, if we keep Shabbos, then us tis'aneg al Hashem, we will have oneg with Hashem. Does that mean physical, spiritual? The Radak has 2 days here. He assumes first, v'hatanug al Hashem, hutanug ha-nefesh. But then he says, he goes with Sadigo, and that maybe even means Tanuga Guf. We could also be connected to Hashem in this world. In this world. Maybe that's the Neshama Yaseira in this world. Vir Kafticha Bamasi Aretz. And I will raise you and run and bring you, says Hashem, on the heights of the world. Vachalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. And I will feed you the Nachla of Yaakov, your father. Kipi Hashem Diber. Why Dafka Yaakov Avinu? So first go back to the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Darshan's from this Pasuk. That anybody who's Ma'anik Shabbos gets a Nachla Beli Mitzarim. If we're Ma'anik Shabbos, then we get a portion without borders. Infinite. Shenemar. Our pasuk is quoted. As Tisanagal Hashem Ber Kafticha Bamasi Aretz. Not like Abraham, who it says, Kumas alek baris la'arko l'rachpa. And not like Yitzchak, ki l'chal l'zaracha, atenes kol haratosa el. Those are finite. But Yaakov, ufaratzta, yama, v'keidma, v'tzafona, v'negba. Right, and that's, we get a nachla b'li mitzarim. And then, kol ha'mesanik asa Shabbos, nosen lo mishalos libo, as it says, a pasuk in Tehillim. But either way, it's b'li mitzarim. So why dafka? Is it Yaakov Avinu? So the Meshul Chachma has a beautiful thought, which we've mentioned in another context, where he points out, the Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu was Koveya Tchumen. Right, why Dafka that? Why Dafka is he known for that when he came back to Shechem? And Avram Avinu was known as, he, Erev Tavshilin. Right, he, even Erev Tavshilin, Avram Avinu was Mekayim. Why Dafka those two? Explains the Meshul Chachma in Parshas Vayishlach, because Avram and Yaakov had different midos about them, different jobs in starting the nation. Avram Avinu was going out to others and spreading monotheism and gathering and Nefesh Asher Asu B'chara, and he was going out and the spiritual parade. That's reflected by Erev Tavshilin, which is based on the principle of Hoel. Since guests might come, I'm allowed to cook more today. So all about going out. Yaakov Avinu was the opposite. Yaakov Avinu created the Shvatim, and now he says you have to separate. You have to be in Goshen. You have to be insulated more. You have to build from within, and then you could be in Or LaGoyim. That was Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov Kavatchumen. So Avram Avinu did Erev Tavshilin, and Yaakov beautifully was Kavatchumen. That already is something amazing. But then, explains the Meshul Chachma, we didn't get the mitzvah of Tchumen in Mara earlier because we were still b'machlokas there. We had different groups that came out of the Yamsuf, as the Gemara says. V'lo hayaruyim lios mishkan l'elokus until we came to Har Sinai. Once we came to Har Sinai, v'yichan sham yisol neged ahar, we were royal kabbalah Torah. Then we got Tchumen. Kamo liyako v'chulu v'zeosh amar anavi. And now he quotes our pasuk. Im tashim yishabas raglecha. If you don't walk, that's Tchumen. And then, v'achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. If you keep Shabbos, which is about keeping separated, right? The non-Jews are not allowed to keep Shabbos even. If you keep Shabbos, which is from Yaakov Avinu, Kavat Chumin, and you make your borders, Hashem will give you a nachla, b'li mitzarim. Hashem will give you something even without borders. But that comes from Yaakov Avinu, as the Gemara said in Shabbos, Davkuf Yurches. Again, there's a lot more here, Kavod and Oneg, and the Ramban in Parshas Emor about what Shabbason is, but this is some of the ideas of Yishayahu Perek Nunches. Again, make sure Yom Kippur is a true Yom Kippur, that's why it's the Haftarah of Yom Kippur, and make sure Shabbos is kept properly and appropriately. Okay, we'll stop here.